Chad's supposed to, he got the invite, didn't he?
I thought you sent it. I don't know. I mean, he was supposed to be here. I texted him.
That's weird.
And maybe with somebody should call. Oh, my mics are on.
Are we on? Oh, go. Oh, hey, everybody.
Hi.
I'm Darren.
I'm Justin.
And
Chad's, there's no Chad.
Chad's not here. Welcome to the Week 3 podcast. Normally, this is for random conversation topics between Justin and myself. And maybe that's why Chad's not here, is because it's usually just the two of us.
No, I told him.
But anyway, we figured that this month we were going to go ahead and give you a little bit of extra time for your holiday shopping because it's the 2022 Geek Gift Guide.
Yeah! Insert sleigh bells.
Commercialism.
Yeah.
Well, since it's my turn, I reckon I'll go first.
All right, go for it, man.
Yeah, so if you are unfamiliar with the format for our Geek Gift Guide, don't be. We change it every year.
Mm-hmm.
We can't find something that we want to stick to. Also, we have slept since last November.
Yes.
So we tend to forget how we do things. So I'm going to go through stuff. Since I'm the gaming geek, I'm going to go through some gaming stuff. And then I suppose Justin is going to have comic stuff because...
Not really. I just have some geek gifts.
That's fine, too.
Because, again, we've slept since last November.
And that's fine, too. And, man, Chad would have had some movie things, I guess, but...
I guess, yeah, I don't know. Anyway.
Well, you know, let's start with something from my favorite flea market website, Etsy.
Ooh.
The flea market of the internet, in that they have mostly handcrafted stuff, you know?
Yes.
Handcrafted to a certain extent. Sometimes you can find some bootlegish things on there. But today, I'm talking about, you know, as a gamer, part of my identity is my gamer tag. You know, on the PlayStation Network, it's Super Darren 82. On Xbox Live, it's Geek Cave Darren. You know, it's something that helps you identify me online. And I've been thinking about getting something like that to have on my desk for my Deep Cave Plays videos that you see on YouTube, something like that.
Ooh.
So Etsy has an option for you, and we're going to include a link to this in our description on our website. You can get a personalized gamertag LED sign from Etsy for $24 and some change.
That's not bad.
Yeah, and it includes, you know, you can include like a little YouTube logo or your Twitch logo or something like that. If you have, you know, a specific icon, you can add that in. You can even have a different connection option. So if you want to charge it with like a wireless controller or, you know, have no LGB light, LCD light on there, RGB is what I should have said, you can do that as well. And $24.30 right now through the Etsy seller known as HSB Custom PC. And again, I'm going to include a link to it. But I thought that would be a really neat idea, especially if it's, you know, that they're a gamer, you know, that they have like a YouTube channel or something like that. But you don't know you don't know what they own game wise. You don't know what consoles they have, that kind of thing. So these are made out of acrylic and wood. They're only 8 inches wide and 3 inches high, so perfect size for a desk, that kind of thing.
Absolutely.
Yeah, so that sounds really cool. And it looks like right now, the turnaround time is about 5 days.
That's even better.
Yeah, so be sure to sign in on that one. Another one, and this came up during Extra Life, where Chad had mentioned to me, and we're going to reference our Extra Life marathon a couple more times because, again, thank you so much.
Yes, absolutely.
For the donations. But Chad had mentioned to me that he really likes some of the games on Xbox, but he doesn't like the controller. That's what held him back. He's used to a PlayStation controller.
Mm-hmm.
There is this company called Cronus Zen that makes... actually, it's a company called Collective Minds that makes the Cronus Zen controller adapter. For $100, you plug any controller you want into any console, essentially.
What?
You can... It has a USB connection, but it also supports wireless. So any PlayStation or Xbox controller or Switch controller can work with any PlayStation or Xbox or Nintendo hardware.
That is awesome.
Through this connection. And it also has an option for you to use keyboard and mouse if you want to really cheat playing first-person shooters on the PlayStation with your keyboard and mouse. You can also do that, too.
Nice.
Yeah, it is a bit pricey. GameStop has it for $100, but when you consider the functionality there, that is pretty darn impressive. And yeah, it might finally get Chad to play some Xbox games because he can just use his PlayStation controller to do so.
Yeah.
If you're looking for something a little bit more budget-minded, Apple Arcade subscriptions. This is something that has come up in the Discord a few times, actually. And you can find a link to our Discord on our website, deeptapepodcast.com. And after Justin gives his suggestions, I'm going to read a couple mentions from the Discord as well, a couple suggestions there.
Oh, yeah, okay.
But Apple Arcade, $5 a month will get you access to more than 200 games that you can play on your phone if you have an iOS device. So if you know someone who spends a lot of time on their phone, this is a good gift. It won't break the bank. You can just get them like a $10 gift card. That's a couple months right there of Apple Arcade. And so that's pretty cool. Another one that you might use as a stocking stuffer, Nintendo Amiibo. Justin, I know that you're probably aware of Amiibos.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they're these little statuettes. They unlock certain features in games. But the cool thing is, even if this person doesn't have a Nintendo Switch, they're just really cool-looking little statues, you know?
They are, yeah.
The artwork is intricate, and they range anywhere from $10 to $30. They unlock special bonuses in many Nintendo Switch games. So, again, great stocking stuffer. Just find out what your Difty's favorite Nintendo characters are, and then go from there. And finally, I would suggest, and this came up a lot during Extra Life, Game Pass or PlayStation Plus memberships. The value for these things is incredible for what you get. Basic PlayStation Plus membership is $60 a year, but that gets you access to a couple free titles every month, in addition to an instant game library of some of the PS4's greatest hits. Game Pass is $10 per month just for console or PC access. Throw in an extra $5, and you'll get access to both PC, console, as well as Xbox Live. And again, free access to an instant game library. We used Game Pass extensively during Extra Life. There is something for everyone on that service. So
awesome.
Those are just a few suggestions that I had for the gaming geek in your life. And if they're not super into gaming, well, then at the very least, something they might find interesting.
There you go.
What you got?
Okay, I got a couple of entries that aren't specifically geek related.
Okay.
But one of them is fun and functional, and the other one is just a really nice gift. And then I'll get on to some of the geekier stuff. So the first thing are Cave Tools Meat Claws.
I've seen these.
Yeah. They are effectively claws with handles that you use to rip and shred meat. Like, say, you've put a roast in, and it's been cooking for hours, like Chad did at Extra Life. You can live out your Wolverine-esque fantasies and just rip it to shreds without getting your hands dirty.
Yeah.
And it's like $12 on Amazon. So, you know, that's just fun and functional.
Yeah. It's pretty cool.
The next thing is a lot of people like weighted blankets, but they tend to be very hot.
Yeah.
Well, there is a company called Bearaby, B-E-A-R-A-B-Y, that makes a knitted weighted blanket. So it's very thick material that's knitted together. So it's a breathable weighted blanket.
Okay.
It's about 10 pounds. It's about twin size for a twin size bed. So you get all the effects of a weighted blanket, but you're not sweltering to death underneath. And because there's no, most weighted blankets have little glass beads in them for the weight. Because there's none of that, it's all washable. You just chuck it in the washing machine, can go in the dryer. It's mostly cotton. So it's just, that is the best one I've seen that covers a lot of bases.
Cool.
Okay, now on to the geeky stuff.
Yeah.
First off, you all know I'm a huge Lego fan. I love me some Lego. In fact, I think I did a previous week 3 on Lego.
Go back and find it.
Yeah. You can always find sets based on some of the more popular movies and, you know, DC Comics and Marvel Comics. There's Harry Potter Legos, you know, all that kind of stuff. But there's also, this is a little bit pricier, but an Optimus Prime Transformers Lego set. I have this.
I've seen it.
Optimus actually can transform from the semi, the classic Peterbilt semi, into the full robot. And it comes with a couple of customizable things. You can either use the gun, or he's got his Energon axe. It comes with an Energon cube.
Of course.
It stands easily, you know, 12 inches tall, if not more, probably more. This sucker is just amazing, and the detail is really cool.
Now, yeah, they always have this super attention to detail, so I gotta ask, is the Matrix of Leadership inside his chest?
Yes!
Of course it is.
It comes with a Matrix of Leadership, and it fits nicely, and it's removable, so if you want to relive your saddest moments from childhood, you can remove it from his chest.
Oh, Rodimus Prime.
Yeah. But no, it comes with that and so much more. And it was a blast to build. So if nice. You've got a geek in your life who loves Legos, loves Transformers, and who doesn't, like I said, it's pricey, but it's so worth it. Another thing is with the release of the Lord of the Rings of Power series on Amazon that we won't mention too much. I just want to reiterate that you can still buy the Lord of the Rings extended edition of the Fellowship, the Two Towers, and the Return of the King on Blu-ray. It cleans up very nice. It's really cool. Get the good Lord of the Rings.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And finally, I cannot recommend this enough. I just picked it up myself, but Batman the Animated Series on Blu-ray is so wonderful. It looks beautiful. It sounds beautiful. And you can, it's the complete series and the two movies. So it's all three seasons of the animated series, Mask of the Phantasm and Sub-Zero, all digitally cleaned up on Blu-ray for about $50. $50-$60 on Amazon or whatever.
And you also get season 4.
Well, no, there's actually 3 seasons because season 1 of the animated series was 62 episodes.
Oh, okay.
They made season 1 for syndication purposes. Season 2 was a regular length season. So typically seasons 1 and 2 are broken up into 3 volumes.
I see.
And then you've got the last season, which came out later. It's got the Superman animated series art style to it.
Yeah.
Yeah, so 3 full seasons, what effectively is 4 volumes of the series, and 2 movies.
I see. I apologize. I always kind of treated them as seasons 1 through
and,
3.
And so did I, but then, you know, I go down rabbit holes when I'm really into something and it's like, "Oh, there was only 3 seasons." Oh, that's why.
Interesting. It's also worth noting that after years of people asking for it, Superman the Animated Series is now on Blu-ray as well.
Yes, yes, I have that too. I haven't watched it yet because I'm working my way through it chronologically.
It has cleaned up very well, my friend. I just finished rewatch maybe a couple months back. I finished a rewatch of it, and it has held up really well.
Nice. And so, honestly, anything from the DC Animated Universe, so Batman the Animated Series, Superman the Animated Series, Batman Beyond, all of it is out on Blu-ray now, and you can get each of them for about $50 each. So, I mean, yeah, for the full DC Animated universe, it's going to be hefty. But if you pick and choose, you know, you're not going to go wrong.
Yeah, and if I may, have you seen Justice League versus the Fatal Five?
I have not yet. It is on my wish list because okay, canonically DC Animated Universe thing that I have not seen.
Yeah, I'll have to loan it to you sometime if you don't get it for the holidays. But I do recommend that as well. If you know a person who has all of the DCAU, this might have flown under their radar. And as a Jessica Cruz fan, it's a big recommendation right there anyway.
I did see that she's in it, yeah. So like I said, it's on my personal wish list.
Cool.
To get. So that's all I had.
Okay. Well, we had a couple of suggestions from our Discord. And remember, you can be part of the conversation. And who knows, maybe your stuff will get read on the show. All you have to do is join the Discord. It's absolutely free. The link is at the top of deepcavepodcast.com. Run My Ace 85 suggests the Batman. Any comic or game, to be honest. And I'll say there is a caveat there. There was an Xbox title that was not very good. don't get that one. But for the most part, that's a pretty accurate statement. Although Batman Return of the Joker was kind of rough. Dark Tomorrow, that's the one I'm thinking of for the Xbox. Don't get that one. But
yeah,
most titles
Batman Beyond
good.
Return of the Joker, while dark, is a great movie.
It is. And the Batman,
so good.
The Pattinson one is...
Yeah, the new movie.
That's on sale right now on Amazon for $10 as of this taping. So if you haven't
that's
picked it up yet on Blu-ray,
good, yeah.
Now's your time. Yeah. And Paul Gungraves has a couple suggestions. God of War, either 2018 or the Ragnarok one that just came out.
Hold on. Because Chad's not here. God of War.
Yeah, sorry.
Kratos.
Death of Superman 30th anniversary comic. You might have known about this if you've been following our website. But they have celebrated the 30th anniversary of the Death of Superman storyline with some additional content, including a flashback, if you will, of young John Kent finding out about Superman's death in school instead of from his parents. And how he kind of deals with learning about the fact that his father died. And they didn't tell him about it.
I was temporarily unalived. It's fine.
Well, you know, the sleep and return of Superman.
The sleep and return, yeah. I took a nap. It's fine.
And he also recommended the Lord of the Rings trilogy.
There you go.
So there you go. So those are a couple of suggestions as well. Of course, we're going to be covering the Game Awards in the coming weeks. So if you're looking for a game or gift as well, there's another good place. And yeah. Man, really wish we could have had Chad here because
I guess he couldn't be bothered.
He usually kills it with the movie recommendations.
He does.
Stuff, so.
I guess that's it then.
Yeah, I guess we should wrap this one up. So
yeah,
be sure to check out deepcavepodcast.com for all of our content. You can also find additional podcasts on your favorite podcast services, including Good Pods, where we are charting really high. And a big thank you to everyone who has supported us on this journey, if you will. So we've also got You Want Me to Watch What? That's second and fourth weeks of the month, where Justin and Chad, if he can be bothered, will watch a movie that the other has suggested, and then they'll critique it, they'll discuss it. Sometimes there's surprise guest stars, so you never know what'll happen on You Want Me to Watch What. And of course, we've got our main podcast, first week of the month. And by the way, if you join the Discord, you get early access to these podcasts.
Mm-hmm. So. And there's also stuff on YouTube. You and your spouse do Retromantics.
Yeah, it's where we play couch co-op together. We've run out of a lot of the couch co-op games, so it's been a while since we've had one of those, but I got a couple in the works, so heads up there.
And your Geek Cave plays are always fun.
Those are always fun. Sometimes I'm on camera, sometimes I'm not, depending on what game I'm playing. And the Moonwalker one was a fun episode.
I was just going to recommend that, the one that just went up. That is by far my favorite.
So, and you can find links to all of that as well at deepcavepodcast.com. So, I guess that'll do it. You want to go grab a burger or something?
Everybody's a geek for something. Let's go grab something to eat. Hey, you want to watch a movie?
Yeah, sure, I guess. Yeah. Should we just leave the mics on or?
Yeah, that's fine. The producers will get it.
Yeah, someone will get it. All right.
Hold on, you guys. Wait a second. What was that? Oh. Oh. Okay. Oh. Oh, made it. Made it. Wait. Where are you? I thought you wanted me to be here. Geek gift guide. Guys? Oh. Well, fine. I'll just do it myself then. So, welcome to the Geek Gift Guide, where we talk about gifts for the geeks in your life. They probably already said that, didn't they? Well, since it's just us now, I got some ideas. Some of these are game ideas. Most of them are movie adjacent. So first off, you need to get the person All About Me. It's the autobiography of one Mel Brooks. It's just a must-have. Everyone should read it. So next thing, party games. They're all manner of trivia, movie-based trivia party games. And there is so much movie trivia out there that you can do just about anything. Want to do stuff about sci-fi? You got that. Romance? You got that. There are entire Trivial Pursuit games dedicated to Lord of the Rings for the true geek in your life. But there are also board games. Ravensburger has tons of these movie-themed board games. Aliens was the one I saw today. And of course, there's things like Riff Tracks, the game, or What the Dub, video games that are meant for a party, meant for a group of people, all centered around movies and the ways that we love them and make fun of them. Other things of which to kind of be about, you should get All About Me, the Mel Brooks autobiography audiobook. It is read by Mel Brooks. How could you go wrong with that? But there's also things like Cinemaps, which is a coffee table book that has full color pictures and maps of some of your favorite movies. Or somebody's favorite movies, at any rate. There's the usual scratch-off movie posters, which as you watch the movie, you scratch it off and the movie poster will be underneath the scratch-off. You do have to also supply a quarter for those, but that's all right. Then there's the what-to-watch dice. I might get these myself for the random movie review, but it's a set of dice that have a genre and then basically a place to go watching, you know, Netflix and so on and so forth, and some way of randomizing. Movie Lego sets. I mean, Justin's probably already said that. I don't know. Apparently they got tired of waiting for me. And so, but movie sets, movie Lego sets, they're all manner of things. Everything from Back to the Future to Harry Potter to the Marvel stuff. You can just find anything. There is an 18 plus Lego set that is a transformable Optimus Prime. It's beautiful. There is, of course, the classic kind of geek stuff, you know, finding the Star Trek classic communicator. Also, All About Me, which is the Mel Brooks autobiography. It's also digital. And so get your movie geek a Kindle, and then they can both read and or listen to it on that. And then finally, I like things in the kitchen. And so there's an R2-D2 measuring cups set where R2-D2 comes apart to the different size measuring cups. And of course, the winner for Christmas of the year is the Darth Vader toothpick holder, where Darth Vader holds a toothpick much like a lightsaber. So I have no idea where those other guys went. I guess thanks for listening. And everyone's a geek for something. And I really, really should have changed my clocks for daylight savings.